Why pass Bishalach? He just found but the destiny he knows to the Chibur just the Uzo. We talked about this topic of Esa a few times, but it's very choshev. Whatever we are to know about it. The Pasuk says, Vayasa Moshe Shishom Yam Suf, Vayetom is by Shur Yehu Shoshim Bamidbar Vayim Motsu Moel. They went 3 days to the Midbar after they came from Hasinai, from Yam Suf. And from Morosa Lichlish Lishlish Mami Moroki Morimhe. They came to Morosa, they couldn't drink the water. It was bitter, I can't crush my mouth. But you don't know how I'm a Moshe, they were managed to. They complained to Moshe saying, what should we drink? And you said to Hashem, and you read Hashem, and you read Hashem, and now you need to come on, and Shom, so I'm going to come on, and Shom, and so. And I'm going to find this a few times this parasha, where they were missing, and again, they used to make Eilu, and they were called as they saw, and Midbar Sin, Hashem said, and you don't know. They finished the bread. The Yiloinu called us Al Moishim Al Arba Midbar. He was saying, "Stand up, Yad Hashem." So the Emes to Achaim Hakadosh says, "The Yiloinu Al Moshe Leimor managed to disappear across the Gnusam Kibol Beriv. The Ein across the Makir El Atlunoisa. The Torah is speaking of the Loshon by Yiloinu, which is a derogatory Loshon." It's not because the Etim thing was wrong. They had a time. What should we drink? It depends here. The Yisroel tells us the biggest story. That the Taina of on Klal Yisrael and all these people wasn't so much the actual thing, what they were asking for. It's how they asked it. And this is a very big story of Yisrael. When a person wants to, he's upset about something. The person has all the right in the world to ask a question. But if he's doing the Torah complaint, the Torah Ki'ilu, he's doing it when it's coming not from a Russian or where he's really asking or where he wants what he wants. At least he has to make a complaint. He's really to be negative about it. To start a riv. There is where the HaKadosh Baruch has a kapach border, and that's what the Torah Rambam just tells you. You're allowed, as I remember many times in Yeshiva, a person, a bocha, is allowed to ask even a rabbi. I'm dating a rabbi. Teach us, rabbi. You don't understand. You don't know what's right. Teach us what is right. But when a person comes, a choylik al rabbi rabbi, when a person chas shalom, a person comes to me choylik on his rabbi, he comes to complain, but a machloik is out of it. That's his intention. He didn't start a machloik is, he's looking derogatively to be negative about it. That's a midah raw. That's not a right midah. And that's the person that has to eradicate. Chas v'shalom, Chazal say, a person comes to a cholik on Divrei Rabbi, it's be'etzem, ain lo cholik lo mabo. And a person's chayav misa for that, the cholik on Divrei Rabbi. So it's be'etzem, it depends what's his intentions when he's coming over, or something's bothering something. No one, a person doesn't have to live life where, if things are bothering, I'm not drinking, a person with vata, talk about drinking. But at the end of the day, a person comes along and he's doing it because it's coming from a negative trait where he says he looks down and he complains in order to but more so is as the Shari Shuva brings in Chedek Shlishi, he brings different in Chedek Shishi. He's talking about over here, he has a whole shtickle in Yoni Lashon Hara. Why does it speak Lashon Hara? It's different things that we encounter, but Chedek Shishi says, Nirgon. Omar Shlomo Vashon, Zibri Nirgon Mislav, Hengyor Duchad Vibot, the Pavish. Hanirgon, He always finds complaints, problems, and things with other chaver. On mice of altvar. Now, after the person is not coming to do anything bad with it. The yodel called over the chaver. The look always down, derogatory on things. The whole shkol the yodel is other. Every mistake will make it to amazing. He makes it so tell what his friends do it. That's his yisoid. His yisoid is that a person always has complaints and always is looking negative on things. It comes from midas and nagonis, and that leads the person to which is ain't lochelag on a ball, which is another sugya not to go into, because once he looks down, so then he comes to talk lashon hara about it. Of the ma'aseh of the Torah actually being melamed over here also is this midah that a person, his outlook and his whole ganze focus and what his whole life is wrapped up in is looking for the negativity in people and things and looking to start machlokes and riv and make a whole tumult out of it. That the Torah is a starker tayna of ayiloinu. If other person's not there, I'm dealing with a person, the person has something that's bothering it. As long as you can ask it, but there's a way of saying it, there's a way of talking, there's a way of discussing it. Not to make a machlokes, not to make a whole tumult out of it. You come over here, it's nice, you don't be in front of people, and you discuss it in a way that's open, that something's bothering you. When a person comes from complaining, because he wants to complain, he wants to make a whole tumult out of it, he wants to make a whole scene out of it, and he wants to talk a, you know, it's not coming so much because he cares so much about what's good. Now it's more, you know, because he has this mida that saying things bother, it looks negative on things. It's chas v'sholom to lead to a mida of machlokes or beisad. Riv machlokes, which is the worst. The time we always spoke about how terrible the mida of machlokes is. Now that's a different shmos altogether. But what's the step before it? The shad is that the person's looking negatively on things, looking to get the negative. He's not looking for what's better for the other. He's looking at how to be negative and look down, not looking at the positive, not looking at the positive that he has in life, not looking at the good that he has in life. I've had that with the Kodesh Baruch Hu made over here by Yahatzah Moshe, and the Yevoy Morozal, the Yochel Ishtus Mami Marki Maranheim, I've had that Kodesh Baruch Hu made him see it, that they should wake up and should understand that there was a topless. They went 3 days without water, whatever, without Torah, as I'll say. But the you saw that the person should understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants something. At the end of the day, to make a machlekes out of it, to start over there, we'll see later on. But this vayiloinu came a lot of times, they might have been loining them, but when the times that came to Mamish, they started up with Hashem, they were chodek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, we're going to go turn back, we're going to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it doesn't just start with the complaint. The person afterwards, if he doesn't understand where it's coming from, they'll do things that Chas V'Shalom is going to lose, he's going to have it. So the person has to nip it in the bud and learn how to handle something's bothering him, come over, discuss it in a proper way. Just to, scream out, complain, go complain to people in a derived way, we can make machloikas, and it can make a whole matzav. Is a terrible neither of us. Those are chayma kodesh. Rusam kibol beriv. Kodesh was not complaining that his manishka was a lie. It was a legitimate time of manishka. What should we do? But the way it came about, the way it was, the oifen it was brought about. The person got to go to his rebbe. I'm dealing with it. I don't understand it. But to say in a way, maybe you're wrong, you know, you're talking about this is no good, that's good. Maybe could you explain to you why you should? Okay, well, try to explain it. If you can't explain it, you can't explain it. But to ask in a proper way, it's up there. When you're only Kedel Shalach as well, we just want to know what should we do. But so it comes out a whole different story. You can ask the same question, but the tone that a person says, the connotation that he has in it, could be an afternoon if he's coming, it's he's doing it to make machlokes, he's doing it to complain, or he's doing it because he wants to really know what the emes is. Once what the emes is and understand it, there's a muckle for that. But doing it in a way that's chas v'shalom complaining and arguing and stomp to make machlokes, there's no muckle for that. It's chay, the person has to eradicate from the system.